This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani is dismissing the new U.S. economic sanctions on Iran, saying President Trump is mentally disabled. In a speech Tuesday, Rouhani also said sanctions on the nation's top religious official will do no damage because Ayatollah Khomeini has no foreign assets. And a spokesperson for Iran's foreign minister said sanctions on Khomeini and the foreign minister, Javad Zarif, would mean the permanent closure of the path of diplomacy. Last week, President Trump threatened military force on Iran, but changed his tactics at the last minute, opting for sanctions instead. The measures are meant as retaliation for Iran shooting down an unmanned U.S. drone that Iran says was in its airspace. The United States says the drone was in international territory. An El Salvadoran man and his 23-month-old daughter appear to have died while trying to make it across the Rio Grande River on the U.S.-Mexico border. A searing photograph now surfacing of the two face down in shallow water highlights the dangers facing mostly Central American migrants fleeing violence and poverty and hoping for asylum here in the United States. The bodies are expected to be flown to El Salvador on Thursday. A total of 283 migrant deaths were recorded last year. The toll so far this year has not been released. Meanwhile, Mexico is stepping up its own crackdown on immigration in response to U.S. pressure, with much of the focus on slowing the flow in the country's southern border. And China is hoping the upcoming meeting between President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping will help build trust and de-escalate the trade war between the world's two largest economies. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.